Hello and welcome to the Car Trade Revisited, the podcast where we talk about our industry and why we love it so much. I'm Gordon McLeish. I've spent over five decades in the trade. In the coming episodes, I'll try to inform, entertain and remind you of the things that you've probably forgotten, the things that make us all carries. So come along and join me on my nostalgic journey. I was 21. I'd been in the car industry since I was 17. I'd always had company cars from the age of 18. And here I was, maybe being a McLeish, being a gypsy, moving from the security of a large corporation, AGC, and venturing into the unknown, being a publican and buying the Drysdale Hotel with my father. We owned a late model HR Holden sedan when we left AGC. It was the car my wife drove. I had none. We didn't need two cars. We thought, well, one will do. And we headed off to Drysdale. We were there for a few years, but all that time, the car trade kept impacting my life. But again, that's another story for a later podcast. This story involves a man called Noel Cheney and the company Whitehorse Motors in Nuttawadding. Running and owning a hotel is hard yakka, and it really is. You're up early every single morning, you're getting deliveries, you're getting the beer delivered, or you're going into Geelong in the truck to pick it up. You're getting food, you're getting produce. Service people are forever knocking on the door and coming in. The service guys from Carlton United Brewery, they arrive and they clean or fix the beer pipes. Something's always broken down and you need to source replacements. Like any business you buy, the previous owners get things fixed up just for the sale. And they have their fingers crossed, and these people must have plenty of fingers, that everything holds together until settlement. Then, you guessed it, just after you move in, everything starts shitting itself. A new oven, the toilet system's blocked, leaking roofs, electrical switchboards that fuse out. We had them all in the first few months. You fix or replace stuff as needed, whatever it is. You're just busy, busy, busy every day. When midnight comes round, you fall into bed. You wake up again at 5 in the morning and you repeat the pattern. It just continues. The only respite you get is your weekend in one day. We called it Fun Day, which was Sunday. We chose to close on Sundays and it seemed to be the key to charging our batteries. We didn't go anywhere. We never drove the old Holden HR anywhere. Oh, maybe we drove it once or twice, but it was only a quick trip down to Geelong to do the banking, something like that. Maybe once in a while we go to Ballarat to see the accountant. But after a year of such hard slog, we got it into our minds for some reason that we now deserved a new car. We'd earned it. Something we'd take away for a couple of weeks maybe. Go on a break. Maybe to South Australia, never seen Cooper Pedy. Or up to New South Wales to visit our in-laws, or my in-laws, Marion's mum and dad and sister. Anywhere, just to get away, just for a break. I remember whilst I was working at Bill Patterson Motors that we owned a company called Grand Prix Motors BMW. And I loved the look of the little BMWs that they drove as demos. Some of them were in these little 2002 coupes. So I thought, I'll get on the phone, I'll ring them up and find out how much these sexy little bastards are. The call was answered and it went a bit like this, and I quote, "Hi, Mr. McLeish, where are you calling from?" "I'm calling from a place called Drysdale," I said, "a little hotel. It's just out of Geelong on the Bellarine Peninsula." "Oh, right, I see. How often do you get up to Melbourne?" "Well, I'm the publican here and it's just a small family business, so I don't get away that often and I haven't been to Melbourne for at least a year and a half. I was wondering if someone could bring one down to me and discuss the prices. I am a genuine buyer." "That's fine, but we couldn't travel that far," was the reply. I thought, what a pack of lazy bastards you are. So after I hung up, I thought, oh, well, let's see if there's a BMW dealer in Geelong. And yep, there was. But you know what? Same answer. "How often do you get to Geelong from Drysdale? Once a week?" "Yeah, well, let us know if you're coming in, and I'll make sure that we've got a demo here for you to drive. You couldn't bring one up to the pub, could you? Oh, no, I'm very busy. I'll tell you what, most days there's only the two of us here, and, you know, if one leaves and someone wants to go for a demo, you know, we're short-staffed. You know, it'd just be a lot easier if you could make it into the dealership. Yeah, okay, thanks. So that was my stint at trying to buy a BMW. I wondered what else was a bit sort of prestigious and exotic, and so that had to be a bit European, but from Geelong area. So I checked the yellow pages again, and there was a Volvo dealer in Geelong called Trevor Stanley Motors, I think it was. So I gave him a call. He said the same bloody thing. When you're in Geelong, yakety yakety yak. Or maybe I could post you out a brochure. Yakety yakety yak. Okay. Whatever. Now I thought, shit, I'm not doing too well buying a car here. I could sell them. I did a good job at selling. But how come I'm not doing a very good job buying a car? So I hung up and I got out the yellow pages again. I was pretty determined we were going to get a new car. There it was, a half-page ad in the yellow pages. Big, bold print. Whitehorse Motors, the Volvo people, it said. Give us a call and we'll bring the car to you. Good stuff. That's more like it, I thought. So I gave them a call. If I remember rightly, the number was 878-4444. How's that? Nice, cheerful voice answered. Can I speak to the new car salespeople, please? I said, yes, hold on. And then a man's voice answered, Noel Cheney, how may I help you? I said, hello, Noel, my name's Gordon, yakety yak, and this is what I'm happening, and this is what I want to buy. This is the experience I've just had. I'm looking for a nice European-style car, but I can't find anyone willing to sell me one. Your ad says in the yellow pages that you're the Volvo people. He said, that's that, we are. But where's Drysdale? I said, just out of Geelong. How long would it take me to drive there from Melbourne? Oh, a good hour or so, I replied. So let's see. It's like 10 o'clock here now, so that should get me there about, if I left shortly, about 12 noon. Yep, correct. That's about right. Then Noel said, do you do canned lunches? Yes, we do. Steaks? What do you like? Porterhouse. If we haven't got a porterhouse steak, Noel, I'll go over to the butcher's myself and get you one. He said, righto, I'll see you around 12 for lunch then. You know, 12 o'clock came on the dot. He must have parked up the road and waited. Door opens up and in walks Noel. Has a nice lunch, couple of beers, bit of a chat with all the locals. And I looked over the car. To be fair, I just fell in love with it. Very impressive. It was in a, some would say a British racing green, but it was a Volvo dark green. But it was like a British racing green. It wasn't metallic. It was beautiful. A beautiful car, in fact. A wonderful 144 GL auto sedan. When you sat in it, it was like being in a cockpit of an aircraft. It was all black and it had dials, and compared to a HR Holden with its tin bloody dashboard painted white, it looked supremely beautiful. When he came back from a test drive with Marion, he was white-faced because he'd explained to her all the handling characteristics and techniques and the driving characteristics of a European car compared to an Aussie one. And she must have thought, well, I'll put every one of those to the test. He's walked in and said, she frightened the shit out of me. And we decided that, yep, Marion was nodding. And I've said, yep, you'll have one of these. He said, well, this is a demo. If you want, why don't I leave it here? Take Holden back to Melbourne with me. And you can continue on enjoying driving a Volvo. And I said, okay, done. What do we have to do? Do we have to give you a check or what? He said, I'll take the HR back to Melbourne and I'll give you a call in the morning. And he did. The next morning we struck a deal and the amount of money went into his account, Whitehorse Motors account. We're the proud owners of a beautiful Volvo 144 GL. You know, the guy was so good. Noel was so good at his job that 2 years later I got a phone call from him. Hi, Gordon. How's the Volvo going? I thought, oh, that's Noel. Very good. How's the pub going? Very good too. Anything your lifestyle changed? You know, more kids in the family? You need a bigger car? Anything I can help you with? And I said, no, not much. Still busy as, still, you know, working hard. I bought a boat. I go fishing and doing a bit of skiing. He said, "How's that go with the 144? I said, "Oh, struggles to tow the boat out of the ramp now and again, but I use one of the locals' cars to tow it down there." He said, "Well, have I got a car for you?" I thought, oh, God, have I got a car for you? That was a bit reminiscent of the car salesman way back at Tom Matthews Motors in Manly saying to me about my beautiful yellow Holden FC, "Have I got a car for you, young Gordon?" "Get ready to fall in love," he said, "with something that's just made for you and your needs. I'll get one of the car cleaners to bring it down for you. You know, just have a look at it. Have a test drive. It's called a Volvo 164 TE. How many Ks have you done in your old 144? He was just as smooth as Noel. Probably around 5 Ks, Noel, in the 2 years. "Wow," he said, "that's not much. Do you know what? Let me work out a deal. I reckon we could maybe give you almost what you paid for it back then, 2 years ago. Because prices have gone up on good used car stock. Very big shortage of low K 144s. Very popular car to sell. The changeover may be $2,000 or $3,000. I thought, "Wow, that sounds interesting." "No obligation, Noel." "No, no. Okay, well, send your cleaner down." So a lovely, well-mannered, quiet guy called John Van turned up. He just wouldn't say boo to a goose. He, very quiet, polite young guy. He wouldn't talk unless he had to answer you conversationally. You know, if you said, "Nice day," he wouldn't say a word. Noel must have told him, "Don't you say anything, John. Don't you fuck this sale up. Just go there. Don't say a fucking word." So we take the car for a drive, and it's just so much more powerful than our 144. So I ring him back. "Hi, Noel." "Well, he'd love it." "Okay, then. Just send John back in your old car, and I'll let you know the final figures on that one. That's a demo too. In fact, it was mine." The next day he calls me, $3,000 changeover. I've gone, done. So Marion went and put the money in Whitehorse Motors bank account again, and with that we were the proud owners of a 164 six-cylinder Volvo. You see, it just goes to show you that the professional positive salesman who wants to sell more product than the rest of the team is not a lucky guy. He's normally a hard-working guy who goes and does that extra mile to sell you something. Business doesn't just fall in your lap. You have to earn it. So where's all this going? Well, it gets more interesting by the minute, but that's a story for another episode. Before I go, I'd also like to remind you that I have a website now, www.gordonmcleish.com, and you'll find some photos, some diagrams, some funny memes, and a link to some of these podcasts, as well as photos of adverts that people have been posting, and just some general bits and pieces that might be of interest to you. So that's www.gordonmcleish.com. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, or subscribe to or follow this podcast on Spotify or Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm your host, Gordon McLeish, and thank you for listening.